Welcome back to it, the big interview on the RX Top 20. I'm Alex, and on the line today from our very own Bishop's Lavers, I have Paxton Felice, the winner of Idol Season 13 for South Africa, and one of the youngest ever Idols winners. Paxton, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I know that a lot of kids in the hospital will know who you are, but there are some who won't. So, for them, can you please introduce yourself?
I am Paxton Felice. I'm a student. I go to Bella High School. It's a school that supplies, you know, a lot of art subjects. It's a school for the arts.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I love music and I love singing.
Well, first of all, I have to say congratulations. You pulled it off.
Thank you.
Yeah, so if we go back to February this year when you first kind of started your journey with Idols, how did you actually decide to try out for Idols?
Why?
Yeah.
So my mom actually encouraged me to audition. And also, you know, I titled 2017 my risk taker year.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, I felt something really good about this year, you know, and I thought, why not take the risk? And it was definitely a risk worth taking.
So how did you actually get involved in singing?
Well, I actually started singing at the age of 7 when I was in church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I heard that when you started out with Idols, you were quite shy, but as the competition went on, you grew in confidence. What was this transition like for you?
You know, it's a growing experience, and I did it not only to grow as a person, but as an artist.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was really nice to witness the growth and to have everyone else witness the growth with me, because it's a beautiful thing to see, and, you know, you grow every day, and I always say, I'm committed to bettering myself every day, and I feel like this competition has definitely helped me do that.
Mm. You had quite a good boost in confidence, and do you have any advice for kids in the hospital who want to boost their confidence?
You know, if it's something you're passionate about, do it.
Yeah.
Do what you love and love what you do, because you will be really unhappy if you do not do what you love and love what you do. It's very important. And also, just chase your dreams and work hard and execute so that your dreams can become a reality.
Now, I know that Idols isn't just a competition, it's also an experience. And how mm-hmm. was this experience for you?
It was such a blessed experience, such an amazing experience. Like, I've learned so, so, so much. And it's just, you know, it taught us so much, you know, about the industry and how difficult it can get. Like, people don't understand what, you know, is required of you when you enter this competition alone, not even enter the industry. You know, it gets even more hectic. So I feel like it was more of a learning experience than anything else.
Now, do you have a favorite moment from Idols or a favorite song?
Yes, I do, actually. It's the day that I celebrated my birthday. It was a top 10 show.
Okay.
And I performed on my birthday.
Oh, that sounds really, really cool.
It was.
Do you have any motivation or inspiration or person or thing in your life that motivates you for singing?
Definitely. You know, I do always say that the three factors that drive me, you know, in my career and in my life is God, music, and family.
Okay.
So, you know, my family has always been supporting me. And, I always pray because, I mean, God is the one that gave me this talent, and who am I to not use it, you know what I mean?
Mm.
So I look, my mom also, she's very, very supportive. She also motivates me, you know, to do better and to go further.
Now, you're saying that the 2017 was your risk-taking year, and I think it definitely paid off. What were your first thoughts that ran through your head when you found out you'd actually won Idols?
Look, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't think in it. Like, I still can't believe it. Like, having the word winner and my name in one sentence is insane. It hasn't sunk in yet, honestly.
And now that your Idols journey has kind of ended in the best possible way, what are you looking to do in the future with your singing career?
Well, I'm definitely going to be putting out an album soon, because I start recording in next year, Jan. So I'm looking forward to, you know, finding my sound and just maybe I'll be writing. I want to look into writing a few songs.
All right. That sounds really, really cool, and we'll definitely keep an eye out for that album. And now today, I'm with RX Radio, which is a radio station in the Red Cross War Memorial Hospital, and it's for the kids here. Do you have any thoughts on RX Radio? Do you think it's going to benefit the kids in the hospital?
Definitely, definitely. You know, I feel like radio is also a way of learning new things, mm-hmm. and you know, getting up to date with everything that's happening in this world. So yes, definitely.
Well, Paxton, thank you so much for joining me today on the line. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Yes, I would like to say for everyone, all the young people who are artists and who are scared to try out in anything, I'd like to say that I live by a quote that says, "Future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams." And I feel like if they just work hard and execute, they will definitely make their dreams become a reality. You know, there's no limit to what they can do.
Okay, that's really, really cool, and a little piece of motivation there for the kids. And do you think you'll be visiting RX Radio sometime in the future when you're back in Cape Town?
Hopefully. You know, it's really busy right now, so I can't really give you an answer, but I would love to.
Yeah, cool. We'll look forward to it. Thank you so much for joining us today, Faxton.
Thank you. The RX Radio 20.